welcome to today's On This Day in Tudor History with me, Claire Ridgway, author of several Tudor history books. Now I'm going to take you back to the reign of King Henry VIII today, for it was on this day in Tudor history, the 16th of September 1541, that King Henry VIII entered the city of York and was met by the city's officials at Fulford Cross. The mayor and the aldermen of the city then begged forgiveness from the king for the North's rebellion during the Pilgrimage of Grace and gave the king and his wife, Queen Catherine Howard, a gold cup each full of gold coins. Now, this visit to York was part of Henry and Catherine's royal progress to the north, a progress which historian Tim Thornton describes as the most extravagant progress to occur in Henry's reign. Historian Lacey Baldwin Smith writes, "Never before had the court migrated with such splendour or in such numbers." And Nadine Lewicki writes that Henry and his queen were accompanied by an entourage of 4,000 to 5,000 horsemen. So quite a feat. The couple had set off from London on the 30th of June 1541, but bad weather had caused delays and they didn't reach Lincoln until the 9th of August. Moving on to Pontefract on the 23rd of August, then Caywood, the palace of the Archbishop of York, Wrestle, Leconfield, Hull and finally York on the 16th of September. Chronicler Edward Hall records the offerings made to the king on the progress, saying that Stamford gave the king £20, Lincoln £40, Boston £50, Lindsay £300, and Kestrel and the Church of Lincoln gave £50. Hall goes on to say, "And when he entered into Yorkshire, he was met with 200 gentlemen of the same shire in coats of velvet, and 4,000 tall yeomen and serving men, well horsed, which on their knees made a submission by the mouth of Sir Robert Bowes and gave to the king £900. And on Barnsdale met the king, the Archbishop of York, with 300 priests and more, and made a like submission and gave the king £600. Like submission was made by the Mayor of York, Newcastle and Hull, and each of them gave to the king £100. Now, historians are divided over the main purpose of the progress, with some believing that it was to do with diplomacy towards Scotland and France, and others believing that it was more to do with the domestic situation after the Pilgrimage of Grace and the renewed threats of trouble in the north, such as the recent Wakefield plot. Henry had arranged to meet his nephew James V of Scotland at York, but the Scottish king stood him up. St Mary's Abbey in York had been refurbished for the king's meeting with James, and arrangements had been made for safe passage for James and his party. However, James never came. The French ambassador, Marillac, who went on the progress, reported this to Francis I on the 12th of October, writing that the English were not pleased, considering the bruit of it and their preparations, and could not refrain from now and then showing their indignation, blaming the prelates of Scotland, whom they called the king's tutors. Eustace Chapuis, the imperial ambassador, reported to the Queen of Hungary on the 9th of October that Henry VIII waited some time for the King of Scotland, but the Cardinal of Scotland and the others were averse to the interview. The royal party stayed at York until the 27th of September, waiting for the King of Scots. Marillac also wrote of how the king met the people of the north. "Those who in the rebellion remained faithful were ranked apart and graciously welcomed by the king and praised for their fidelity. The others who were of the conspiracy, among whom appeared the Archbishop of York, were a little further off on their knees, and one of them, speaking for all, made a long harangue, confessing their treason in marching against their sovereign and his council, thanking him for pardoning so great an offence, and begging that if any relics of indignation remained, he would dismiss them." Henry VIII had had humiliated the northern people, but he himself had been humiliated by the Scottish king. So that's what happened on this day in Tudor history in 1541 during the Northern Progress, which Henry VIII and his fifth wife, Catherine Howard, did. Henry entered the city of York and had lots of money given to him and lots of people trying to prove that they were faithful to their king. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I do hope you enjoyed it. And don't forget to subscribe so that you can enjoy podcasts on a daily basis. Thank you.